There you go. Did it.
Recording. We are recording. Sorry for the delay. Anybody that's listening in on our via Zoom, our meeting, I'll officially open our meeting and welcome to the Port Ludlow Drainage District's monthly meeting. This is meeting number 0348. And we have, first of all, roll call, Commissioner Nielsen.
Here.
And I'm Commissioner Cole. I'm here today serving as chairman. And Lee Christensen, our administrator, is also here. And Stacy is here from Gray and Osborne. Anyone else that would like to tell us who, if you're listening in on Zoom or you're attending our meeting?
I don't see anybody.
Okay. So, first, we'll have the approval of the agenda.
I would make a motion to approve the agenda as stated.
All right, and I'll second. So motion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Approved. Any commissioner communications?
Yeah, I'll just throw this out real quick. The communications with our accountant, Tristan. And he and I will have the state audit report available probably by the middle of May. And we're working on that as we move along. So we're in that process. It's due on the 31st of May. And I keep getting notices from the state, to make sure it gets done. So it is in the process. I don't know if you're getting notices and they have that inquiry. So we're working on that.
Okay, good. Thank you, Commissioner Nielsen. And next is the public comment. Is there any public comment? Hearing none, we'll move on to consent agenda.
Can we make that screen split with the picture versus that? Oh, yeah. And then we.
I don't know. I have to. Okay, I know how to do this.
Perfect. That works good for me.
How's
Yeah.
that?
Thank you.
Wow.
Any
I pulled that off.
comments or discussion about the consent agenda?
Let's see here. Let's see. It's 55966. I would approve the consent agenda to include the approval of the minutes for March 12, 2026, the voucher summary in the amount of $5,596.66.
Okay, all in favor,
Aye.
say aye. Aye. It carried. That the only comment I have is under consent agenda on our agenda. It says items 5A and 5B, when actually it's 6A
And
and 6B.
I did it on the approved one. I think that's the draft that I sent and
Oh, okay.
uploaded
So
before.
okay, great.
Well, this is the web page. I pulled this off the web page, so it says it needs to be corrected.
Well, when it's a draft, it's a draft.
Yes, okay. Moving on to old business. 7A, Port Ludlow Associates, review any updates on the 70 Breaker Lane, lot number 82117002 property relating to the drainage district boundary. Any discussion?
Yeah, I have a notice on that. I met with the Greg Brotherton, our County Commissioner for District 3. I met with Jeff Chapman, the County Assessor, Brenda Huntingsford, the County Administrator, not County Administrator, whatever the title is, as well as, who was the other person there? Maybe that was it.
Oh.
And discuss this issue specifically. And the focus there is Mr. Chapman had recommended that this be processed through the county attorney's office and let them make the final determination on it. But he thought this could be adjusted just by a resolution in the current ordinance that we have that's renewed every 4 years, where we just make an amendment to the ordinance. So he was checking into that to go from that direction. I don't see a big rush on this right now, in the fact that we just went into our new assessment year. So I think we have a full year to work on that. But Commissioner Brotherton and Rendup thought that would work fine with them, but it would be up to what the attorney's office said. But they just think that that can be resolved with a resolution amendment. Stacy, did you hear? You understand where I'm coming from on that?
My thought is they'll probably do like a particular zone or something to say this particular area, this is the case. But I still wonder if there has to be an interlocal agreement or something related to that or not. I don't know. But yeah, it'll be interesting to see what the attorney says.
Okay, yeah, that, and I think that's where it hinges, is through his office, and see what he has to say. But I'll get back to us all with some further information. I just probably have to go in and re-remind Mr. Chapman and go from there. They said the attorney's office is extremely busy right now, and this is a not would not be a priority in their office. They're short one staff, one attorney also. We'll get to it and get it taken care of. So it doesn't seem to be a problem. I have not communicated with Port Ludlow Associates on what this is. And with your approval, Mr. Chair, I would give Cliff O'Brien a call and just let him know what we're in the process of doing.
Right.
And then he can convey that back to Diana's meeting,
Yes,
should he?
absolutely.
May I
Okay.
ask, do you recall when the last ordinance was done?
Yeah, we just renewed it this last year in 2025.
Okay.
That's the one that's done every 4 years, having to deal with the how the assessment is worked through. So that would be in that. That, according to Mr. Chapman, he thought that would be the best way to go.
Any other discussion on 7A?
Your previous person did all that work. So it should be in the files.
We have all.
Stacy, what was her name
No,
again?
it's a gentleman through Public Works Department that did
No,
that.
at GNO.
I don't know what you
Gary?
know. Sorry.
Grant Osborne.
Oh,
Who's the person he took over for?
Carrie? Or me?
Carrie.
Oh,
Yeah.
yeah. Yeah, Carrie, but I don't think Carrie was real deeply involved in that ordinance process or in having the
No.
information on it.
Yeah,
There
if
you
nothing
go.
changes, then there's not a
Yeah.
lot of reason for us to be involved.
Yeah, so anyway, that's where we're sitting, and I feel quite comfortable moving in that direction. And I will bring up the issue about your question there, Stacy. Okay.
Okay, any other discussion on 7A before we go to 7B, which is the future of the district? So do we have any update information on that discussion? I suppose that was brought up at the same meeting.
That was brought up at the exact same meeting, but I have a question to throw at you, Mr. Chair. How do you feel about that position paper that was drafted?
Yeah, as long as we bring in all parties, meaning, the HOAs that would have to take over responsibility, and they've been contacted and they're included in the discussion, I'm fine with it. That'd be wonderful.
All right. Well, then this is what I've done since we have last spoken about this at the last meeting, meeting with the county representatives. They thought, especially Commissioner Brotherton, my observation was that he thought it was a good mechanism to shift this over. What he brought to my attention was that the last time the district wanted to vacate its operations, the county didn't want to take it over. And he goes, if we can get the LMC and the other HOAs to agree to this, then that would be fine on that part. Because there is what he called an escape mechanism, or basically to release the responsibility from the district and somebody that would continue to maintain that process. Since that time, I had a brief talk with LMC General Manager Mike Wilson on this. I have sent that position paper to him, as well as the president of the association, Vaughn Bradshaw. And I have to admit that I was irresponsible here. I sent a copy of it to the LMC, Mike Wilson, thinking that they would get distributed. Well, it does, but it takes their bureaucratic process. And I didn't send it directly to Mr. Bradshaw. So I did send him a copy last week, and I haven't heard back from him. They are very busy in the process of going through their annual elections, as you probably know. And so I wanted to get together and meet with them. Mike thought it would be a good day, possibly tomorrow, to meet, or yesterday. And I said, why don't we just wait till after your elections, which is on the
2020,
whatever next weekend is, a week from this weekend. I don't have the calendar in front of me. Let's see, that would be after. Yeah, it would be the week of the 20th that we will be able to get together with them, that things will tone down for them at that point. They will, once they elect the new board, which there are two or three board members to be replaced or be reelected, and then they will elect a new, I'm going to say for their second terms, their executive board, which is their president, vice president, secretary, and treasurer. Once they elect those individuals, then that new team will have to be probably reoriented if it's different, and go from that point. But I think the strongest focus that we have on this commission poll is that we're going to have to do a sales job to the LMC. And I think everything that's stated in that position paper is a good way to get going. And of course, the LMC may, somebody on that board may have a different, unique, and even a better idea, as well as the other HOAs, and go from that point. So what it would eventually do is, if it does go through, is that it would eliminate the annual assessment to each residence through our district, and then they would have to be picked up through the homeowners associations. So,
Yes, I think that that's going to be the rub, especially HOAs that are currently, they don't have the reserve funds that they need to do the upkeep their own HOAs, whether they're going to want to take on more responsibility. And is it your opinion that if one of the HOAs says they do not want to take on that responsibility, that would cause the that idea to collapse if any one of the HOAs?
I don't know if it would or would not. I think we would have to have that dialogue with Jefferson County Administration as well as their legal team. If you look at the global picture, the impact is primarily through Ludlow Maintenance Commission. Yes, the other HOAs, the one on, what is it, Mariner Drive or Marina Drive down, they basically are responsible for their drainage system. All we are responsible for is cleaning it up, so their costs will be minuscule, and that's no different than the one on Ebtai Court.
That Waterhouse, are you talking about Waterhouse Road?
Waterhouse also, but the one on Waterhouse is basically off of their property,
Right.
and it's just that ditch that goes down behind,
Correct.
and we've really never done anything to maintain that in there. They let the water just run freely through there. If I'm not mistaken, that comes from the drainage along the roadside primarily, which really there's not a huge impact on that one. But it's Waterhouse, I don't think is a significant issue. I think it's the Ebtai Court as well as the townhomes down in that little flat area. Those being the only two. And I
Something
have.
Cove, I can't remember the name of that development down there. Cove.
Yeah.
Those, yeah.
Yeah. Let's make sure we get it. Let's see. The life of me, I can never remember that. Down there. It is called Anchor Lane. Oh, Anchor Lane. Okay, so we're talking about Anchor Lane, Ebb Tide Court, and the Waterhouse Lane. So we're talking about areas 1 and 2, area 26, and area 31. The only impact with the condominiums with their HOA is area 28, which is the drain that comes in off of Oak Bay Road, and that.
Admiralty too.
Yeah, and that has been primarily relatively new, so there's no significant impact on that, I think. And again, that's under the auspices of LMC, so LMC could be the primary, if that's the way it was
Okay.
directed. And then everything else was in LMC area.
All
So.
right. So, as you say, we're operating now under the budget for 2026, and
Yes.
that so we have a while before if this was to go into effect, to
Yeah.
have discussions and move forward.
And glad that you brought that up, which is another reminder for me. Greg Brotherton said he had 10 months left on the commission, and he would like to have this done before that time. So he's got the motivation to enact and get this going, and I will keep in close contact with him. He's got many other sticks in the fire, and we're somewhere on his list, but not high or low. So get this done. I think the important thing is whatever we as a team here can do to get this all taken care of, even at our expense, to get it crossed over is the best thing possible. And I'll even know more and feel more comfortable once I have a discussion with whoever this commission's team.
All right, good. Any other discussion? Under 7, A was the, or no, 7 on the agenda, old business. The only couple of things I jotted down was, Stacy, we had the inspection of the outfall, that we needed to wait until low tide to do that. Do we have anything in mind about those inspections?
Did Russ get a chance to go look at those at all, or you're asking what should he be looking at to go do that?
I'm not sure that he looked at him. He may have, but I haven't heard anything. But I just want to make sure that, the comment was under your report that we were unable to inspect those because of the tide, that we don't let that fall through the cracks, that we inspect those.
Yeah, I want to say I think that was on the list for him to look at, but if I missed it, I can certainly add it, but I can double check.
Okay, would you?
Yeah.
And the other thing is the was our website had to be changed to bring it up to the standard for disability. Has is it wing shot? No, what's the name of our
Seems.
C wing? Have they updated it?
No, they're it's not due until next April.
Okay.
So we have plenty of time.
Okay. That's I wanted to bring that up under old business. I'm sorry.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Stacy, are you going to be contacting Yard Dogs to see if Russ has done that inspection on those, what is it, 3 outfalls?
I was thinking you guys would. Did you need me to?
No, that's what I'm trying to, so that we don't lose something.
You're
So
right.
I guess you'd have to contact
Yeah,
Russ to see if he does it.
I can do that, Stacy.
Okay.
But if not, then there will have to be a time when you and Russ can finish those inspections, right, at low tide.
Yeah, I mean, I can see if he's done it yet, if he's had any concerns. I got a strong sense he knows what he's looking at. But I
Yeah.
could certainly be available if need be.
Okay.
Any
That.
pictures?
Then we move on to old business, new business. None. Does anybody have any new business to bring up? And 9 is financial reports with Mr.
Got any new business?
Oh, you do.
Yeah, the PLDD contact and vendor list. Lee, I'd like you to go through that one more time to see if it's up to date and accurate. Let me see where I am with this.
You mean the directory?
Yeah, the directory.
I just updated some stuff when I found
Yeah.
I had it.
Ogden, Murphy, and Wallace, is that the correct address? Or I understand they have
They
moved.
might have moved.
So
Okay,
you
let me
might
check that.
want to update that and check the phone numbers. Also on that one, if the 447-7000, I don't know if Andrew Somsing would consider having a what do you call it, a direct loan to him, if he would be willing to accept that. And then the other thing is, I want to know who A. Peters is from Ogden Murphy Law. We have an email for that person.
Okay.
And so I don't know who that is or if that needs to even be in there.
And when you update it, could you put an update on the directory that shows the last time it was
Sure.
updated? Oh,
That's
yeah,
the,
that would
this
be
is where
helpful.
I'm.
I think we have it at the very bottom. It's revised at 126, I think.
Oh, never
Should
mind.
be on the footer.
Okay.
And then last but not least, I would like to have our county administrator's name in here. I don't remember what Josh's last name is, but I think he and his office with his administrative assistant should be listed in, on this sheet here.
We can't seem to bring it up right now because it's all archived.
That's okay. That's okay. Just whenever you get to between now and the next meeting, okay?
Okay, so update now we're doing. I'll just.
Anything else under new business? Hearing none, we will move on to the financial reports. Commissioner Nielsen.
Yeah, bear with me. I gotta pull this up real quick here.
I got them right here too.
Oh, okay. Well, if you could put them real big up there.
Plus, it only goes so big.
No, I mean take up the whole sheet, and we'll have to hide Stacy for a
We're
minute.
gonna have to hide Stacy. So I told it to split the screens, and now I have to tell it not to. There we go.
There we go. Maybe, and if you can enlarge that to, but there we go.
Yeah.
So you can see this month here, we had the investment income is still being switched over to that account directly. So we had $478. We're down to about, I think it's just a little bit below 4% on our interest on that, which I still think is adequate for that general fund right there. And then we had special assessments that came in at 6,010. Now this month in April, our taxes are due, so or assessments are due, so we will receive a large and significant portion of our assessment to bring us up into a caliber where I feel a lot more comfortable. So we've got about $6,400 this month, and year to date $11,000 in that. And if you can go to the very bottom.
You talk about the month of May,
Yeah, this is all April, and
April.
this came in, or probably this came in March.
But you said the majority of our assessment money will come in. You're talking about May or April?
Between now and April,
Okay.
okay. And let's see. So,
Who
can go
knows?
down one
Okay.
more page. Yeah, this is. Can you enlarge that?
Oh, I'm gonna lose. Oh no.
There we go. Yeah, and then scroll it over and pull it down. This balance sheet, which I got a, I don't know who started this, but it was, they were using it as basically their financial statement when we came on board. And the one thing I liked, and it might have been Katie Smith that had recommended them doing this. So if it was, I give her credit. If it wasn't, I still give her credit. I mean, she was on the board at the time and they did that. But you can see what's really good about this. It shows what our beginning cash balance is. So each month that you can see that changes all the way across from January to March. And it dropped down to about 65, pardon me, yeah, $5,000. But that will change as time goes on. And then you see what the receipts are in each month that comes in, which is, a lot easier than taking a look at that financial statement. And then what the disbursements are, that those are our actual expenses for the month. And then it shows us what the ending cash balance is. So at the, as an example, in March, it started out at 60,443 and went down to 57,000. So that's basically how much we have in our checking account. And then right below that, you can see what the 151 is. The 151, 451.98 is what is accumulating in our investment pool. And you can see how that comes in through there on a monthly basis. So it's been climbing. At the beginning of the year, it was 159.92. At the end of March, it was 151.865. So that's a good savings account, as well as a, I'm going to say, it's an investment pool, but it's also some funding that we have available in the case that we have some kind of large insurance claim or something where we had to come up with a deductible, as well as any immediate investment on expense that we might have a catastrophic failure in one of our systems. So if you go down further, it shows down the general fund receipt breakdown, special assessment revenue, interest, et cetera. So it's kind of redundant what we have there. Now, if you go to the next page down, there we go, and slide it over a little bit there. There we go. This is the disbursement page and also the balance page. So it shows how much went out per the county on a monthly basis. And that amount across the top has to match this sheet that we get on a monthly basis, which is the voucher. So as you can see, that 94.36.59 was from last month. So the in April, it's going to show 55.96.66. And the other thing that I like about this is it shows what the accrued taxes are, but it also shows what the paid taxes are. So those three columns of taxes should balance out with what we have. This that went out this month, which was somewhere around,
Seven.
let me see, that's since, yeah, about $700 and some odd dollars. Okay. So that to me is a good thing. Now, if we could slide all the way over to the far total on the right.
What?
And then go to the top of the page. There we go. So year to date, well, you
So
can
just go
see
all the way
those
down.
were all the totals of each one of those expense lines. And so year to date, it shows what we have. Can you slide over one more notch? Yeah, there we go. So basically, we've had $11,000 in what is that, the
Expense.
revenues and then the expenses. So that is a real good telltale sheet of what's going on as opposed to looking at financials. The financial statement will allow us to break down and get into the minutiae of it so we can show what categories we're spending our monies on. But I use this quite regularly because I want to see what that continuing balance is to make sure that things are copacetic for us and maybe that's something that should occur. But we're able to meet our expenses with no problem at all. And I think the assessments, as I said earlier, if we continue to operate, I think our assessments next year will not need to go up at all because I don't see any large expenses in there. Any questions?
No, I think you've covered that quite well. Before we move on to item 10, the administrative coordinator's report, I'd like to give a report to the board about my discussion with Enduros, our insurance company. Currently, they're doing what they call their data. update information. And did you receive the, I asked him to send us the, because I was curious as to what the valuations were going to be for the upcoming year before our billing. They generally bill us around August, so we have some time if there's any issues about their valuation or any other discussion about the renewal of our policy. So there was a couple of things they were trying to do. Sorry about that. Was they had the questionnaire needed to be filled out as part of their data collection, in which they, after they collect all the data, they determine what our premium, our policy and premium will be. So while I had them on the phone, I said that I'd be willing to complete their questionnaire. So I did. And the only two things that are left to do is they wanted to know what our L&I labor and industry costs were going to be for 26 and projected for 27. So I refer to our administrator to get that information either to me or to them. In 24, it was 563 hours for L&I, but I'm not sure for 25 or 26, and projected for 27 is going to be. Also, the revenue, they needed to know our projected revenue for 26 and 27. So, well, that won't be hard to get.
That's when I got all that stuff really available to you.
Oh, do you? Okay.
Whatever you need, we can get you financial.
Okay. And that's the only two things that would be left on their questionnaire.
So, one more time, what they want.
The L&I hours for 25 and 26 and projected for 27. And the revenues, incoming revenues for 25, 26 and projected for 27.
I'll have that out to you this afternoon.
So, oh, good. Thank you, Michael. So the only thing I saw on the, did you get a copy of this, Stacy, about their valuations
coming up?
That are coming up for this, for their questionnaire and for the data collection. They have the chain link fence at $61,439 with $1,000 deductible. And I thought we had sent them, I sent them to Mitch, their underwriter, their claims director, that we've got a bid for $28,000 for that chain link fence. But I think, Greg and Osborne, you thought that these numbers for these outfalls were okay. Nothing stood out to you as being excessive. Did you get a copy of this, Stacy?
I'm sending it to her right now.
Okay.
Can you see CD then? Is when did that come in?
Yeah, yesterday.
Oh, I didn't get that then.
Oh, you got similar ones.
Well, I got the whole packet, but I didn't get this document. So I just want to take a look at it.
Send. So you're on there and Stacy's on there. Send.
Oh, so she's got it. Oh,
it's
just
flying over the mountains right now.
Oh. Is Stacy still with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. So, Stacy, these valuations for the outfalls for the replacement costs, do you have anything that's stands out that kind of is a red flag to you that it's either excessive or that you think those numbers are realistic.
Yeah, just
I
got
know.
the email.
Got it.
Okay.
You want to circle back to it at the end of the meeting here? Do you just want to email us what you think?
Yeah, let me take a look at this if I can, and I can get back to you.
Okay, because we have.
Is this similar to what we had for last year on these pricings?
I think so. I know that Commissioner Mountain had a contractor come out and give us the replacement cost for that
Fence.
dip footbridge
Oh, yes.
end of Montgomery. And I thought it was more than that. I thought it was around 15.
Yeah, so property schedule from last year. Do you have that available from last year?
I'd have to go through.
You might want to, if we can get that to
Well,
us.
Stacy, we have plenty of time. They're not going to send us a renewal, premium renewal until August. So we've got plenty of time to look at this stuff, but it's part of what they call their data review.
Okay.
That they then determine what our premium is going to be. So, I had thought that we had that chain link fence that they show 61,000 to replace, that we had a invoice from a chain link fence company that was around 28, or about half of that. Anyway,
I can tell you something real quick that I'm looking at. It looks like Carrie had done something last year. Is that last year? It was dated, yeah, March 2025. And she had a replacement cost for the Pope outfall and the Libby Court outfall. She's showing 114,000 for Pope and Libby Court as 118,000. And I see what you just sent me is over that amount at 144,271,000. So they're higher than what we were anticipating before.
Yeah, so I wonder if we can get a certified or a letter from Greg and Osborne on your letterhead stationery or something that says what you think the replacement cart cost should be, and get that to them as part of their data collection, so they can take that under consideration when they determine what our premium is going to be.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought last year when Ron was looking at this, he had said that the insurance company had a policy of increasing those by around 5% annually from the previous year. So I thought he was going to check into, what gave them the expertise to do that versus what we would have our own information on.
Right.
But I don't remember hearing back, but I thought it was they decided at the insurance Endurance that it was going to be 5% annually. So if it was 100, 1,000, it would be 105,000 the next year, whatever
Right,
it was.
right. 5% increase each year,
Yeah,
yeah.
but that could be not practical also. So hopefully, I'm glad you're looking into that.
Yeah,
Thank you.
and Mitch, their claims adjuster for Endurance, who I've talked to, who actually came out and we did a walkthrough. Were you with this Stacy then, or is that Carrie?
Probably
Anyway,
carry.
we did a walkthrough of the footbridge on the south end of Montgomery. They went down on the beach at low tide and looked at the basins, and we went and looked at the chain link fence, and I thought it was that he knew that we got a actual replacement cost from a fencing company, and that they came in at about 28,000 to replace that fence. So this is going to give us some time to And Mitch at that time said, well, maybe we're a little over on the replacement cost for the fence, but he thought we were really under what the replacement cost would be for those outfalls. So he said, I think we'll just leave the chain link fence where it is because you're under what he estimated it would cost to replace the outfall, which seems to be a kind of a funny way to come up with a valuation.
Yeah, I think I was wondering, is it possible you guys can do the fence side? I'm looking at past records of what we've done just more recently. I don't see the fence in here, but I can take the footbridge costs and those outfall costs. I know what we paid for them originally, and we use a cost index to bring that up to today's dollars. So I can do that for those three items. Does that work for you?
Yeah, that's, and again, Stacy, we have plenty of time, but it's good that we start looking at that now so that when the time comes when they, decide what our premium's going to be, we've had things brought up and discussed, and if that should be changed and adjusted to lower our premium, then now's the time to do it.
Okay.
Yeah. Any other discussion? On the chain link fence, that's one you do not have any expertise on. So I'll see if I can find the invoice that the estimate that it was a fencing company out of Seattle. See if I can find that. If they send us, and I remember the insurance company said it didn't say anywhere on their estimate that it was prevailing wage, and they needed the fencing company to add to that estimate that it was in fact prevailing wage.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'll see if I can find that paperwork
Or
here.
another thought too is if you, I can always look at some of our bids. We have a price per lineal foot normally of what we bid at, and I can kind of see what contractors are bidding on that. So, in which that does include prevailing wages typically. So, if you, I could give you a cost per foot if you know how many lineal feet you have, can do that math, or you let me know how many lineal feet of fence, and I could tell you the cost.
Yeah, I think on their estimate they had the how much lineal feet that fencing added up to. So yeah, we'll do I'll look into see if I can get that invoice that
I'll look too.
yeah. I thought the name of the company was like All City out of Seattle, but
That
that could
sounds
be.
quite popular.
Yeah. Okay, any other discussion before we adjourn our meeting? Oh, we have, excuse me, we have item number 10, our administrator's report. So I'm going to turn it over to
Okay.
you.
Well, Jason at Seawings, remove some of our unused emails from Rackspace. So we saved a couple of bucks, but we had to pay him for his time. And also, he's working on the ADA, getting things ready for next year. And did I send out his estimate? It would just be him getting everything up to snuff and then training me on how to maintain that. So, and it's not due until next year. So, another thing that we can kind of let slide.
All right.
And then I think I've sent out to you guys the new reimbursement form for 2026. If you have anything you need to be reimbursed for extra time, and also the reimbursable miles per gallon. The reimbursement rate for miles has increased to 72.7725 miles cents per mile. There we go.
Yeah, from
it was 70, and at one point a million years ago, it was 59. So that's all I remember.
So it's up to 70 to some
72.
Yeah. Do we need a motion to approve that? That we use the IRS allowable?
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you think?
Yeah, I think it never hurts to have a motion to accept that miles per gallon, or it's a per mile, I
yeah.
guess.
And then I would make a motion to approve mileage reimbursement at the IRS level as of what?
Actually, it increased at the first of the year, and I just happened to notice
it. January 1st, 2026.
And I'll second that motion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. No, motion carried.
Okay.
What? Just curious. What's the mileage that Gray and Osborne?
I think we use 70 cents per mile. We always follow the federal.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, this is OFM. I guess that's the same one, Washington. So,
yeah.
Usually I get a notice from, you know, the municipal research or something, but I didn't.
Yeah.
But
I can remember when it was, you know, I sound like an old man. I can remember when it was like 28 cents. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they have the different hotel rates and different per diem rates, you know, like, you can spend $30 for breakfast and $50 for dinner if you're in these counties and stuff. So,
so that was effective January, but did they take into account our war with Iran?
Yeah, really.
Maybe it's just
we have some more, please.
Yeah.
I don't think they're known for their foresight.
Yeah, no. All right, anything further? You're doing fine with all of your electronics?
No, that's the other thing. Because of personal stuff, I haven't had a chance to schedule with Cynthia, but I'm going to, because I still, like, I just look for stuff and it's all archived and I can't get to them.
Okay, so, just get a hold of her and then let me know when she's coming in. We'll get it paid.
Yeah, it's just been me not having time at home and stuff. So,
all right. Anything further? If not, I'll call a meeting adjourned.
Oh, Stacy can see the hammer. Just there you go.
This is an. This is a.
That's official looking.
Michael says this is an antique. This is back when they originally the CLM. First was formed.
That's from 1968, many years before you were born, Stacy.
Not too many. That's great.
Yeah,
I love
thank you.
Looks Stacy. Good on you, Commissioner Cole.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm signing off then. Thank you, Stacy.
Bye. Have a good one.
All right.
I've got homework to do. This
meeting is adjourned.
Did you hear stop recording yet? Stop responding.